Hello, it's good to be back with you for this latest edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, we all know that married couples, or couples, spouses, partners, are all supposed to communicate. I know all about that because I don't always do it very well. Nonetheless, especially when it comes to important matters about the future and retirement planning and financial matters, that happens. Well, the fact is it doesn't always happen, or certainly not as much as it should. Catherine Collinson of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies is here to share with us some recent research and some interesting findings. Catherine, what's going on out there? People aren't talking enough.
Hey, Greg, that is the truth. Our most recent survey of American workers found some real disconnects among married people. For example, only 13% of married people say they frequently discuss saving and planning for retirement with family and close friends.
So what is it? They don't think that the person that they're living with, their husband, their wife, their partner, is a family or friend? Maybe not.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. That's why I'm talking about it on today's show, because the disconnect goes even further than that. Only 36% of married people say they're very familiar with their spouse or partner's retirement plan or savings. Now, what's really interesting to me about this, the response rate is even lower among married women. Only 32% of married women are very familiar with their spouse's savings, compared to 39% of married men.
Okay, Catherine, so let's cut to the chase. What is it specifically that married couples, partners, need to be discussing when it comes to retirement?
Here are four conversation starters. First, get familiar with your spouse's retirement plans and savings. You'll need to form common goals, and it's really important just to make sure your beneficiary designations are in good order. The second thing, share your retirement dreams. Do you want to travel, pursue hobbies, spend time with family and friends, maybe an encore career? Our research found that women want to travel more and men want to spend more time doing hobbies. Have those conversations so that you can formulate your dreams together. The third thing is, think about where you want to live. Do you want to stay in your home? Do you want to downsize? Do you want to move closer to your grandchildren? Or maybe you even want to become a snowbird. Have those conversations so that you can work those into your plans, your goal setting, and making sure that you're saving adequately for them. And then last but not least, it's good to talk about expectations of when you plan to retire. Most people plan to transition into retirement versus stopping working altogether. Our research found that nearly half of women want to retire at 65 or sooner, whereas the majority of men actually want to work past age 65 or do not plan to retire. These are all good things to talk about as you have these conversations and envision your future retirement.
Well, as always, Catherine, great advice and some very practical advice at that. For more information, go to the Transamerica Institute at transamericainstitute.org and read all about it. There's a wealth of resources. Well, that's all we have time for in this edition of ClearPath. I'm Greg Tucker, your host, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.